organizers of the Hong Kong show said 37,000 attended the event that attracted 2,800 exhibitors. There was a 41% increase in Indian buyers at this year's show. 33% more Chinese mainland buyers attended, as did 30% more buyers from France. Those buyers from our own turf here in the U.S. also numbered 22% higher than last year. Diamond dealers reported a good show with strong demand for polish coming out of the Far East. Buyers were willing to close deals, which meant they were also meeting sellers' prices to the chagrin of some. While there was a good trading market for all carat sizes, better quality half carat to 3 carats performed best. There was also a noticeable improvement for better quality very large stones, where demand for these diamonds had been struggling to recover following the market crash in 2008. The DTC opened its 2012 contract period sightholder process this week. Those intending to register for this first round must submit their audited financial reports and have a minimum revenue stream of $30 million and rough utilization of $20 million during each of the past 3 years. These figures apply for sites in London, Botswana, and Canada. Applicants for sites in South Africa and Namibia have lower financial targets. All applicants must prove how they adhere to the De Beers best practice principles and also guarantee that they have never traded diamonds outside of the Kimberley process. The next phase of the sightholder application begins April 18th. Check newsightholdercontract.com for all the details. Gold hit a new high this week. There is increasing evidence now to suggest speculators are once again using their cash reserves to bid on commodities and drive up prices unnecessarily. This is what happened before the market crash of 08. Here is a look at how industry metals performed this past week. For all the latest industry news, be sure to check diamonds.net.